Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. Dinei Einos HaGer. We've already seen the flow of mamish. This is the fifth shiur. And now, based on the foregoing, we are going to be miyashed a kasha. And the Rabbanan, as we said we would at the end of the last shiur. So let us review the sugya, and then we'll see the kasha and the Rabbanan. In the sugya we have that we learn from the word itcha, that he has to be muhsak. V'chiyagor itcha ger, he has to be muhsak. It has to be an established conversion. Meaning, he has to prove he's a convert. And then we learn from v'chiyagor itcha ger, that we believe Edim, which the Gemara ultimately says means aid me pi aid. That's the Chiddush. When it says Ba'aretzichem, Gemara says that's an Eretz Yisrael, Ba'an Chutz La'aretz Itcha. B'chol Mokom She'itcha. Wherever he is with you. So that's even Chutz La'aretz. Ah, so it encompasses everywhere. So then Ma Tamad Lomar Ba'aretz. So what's the Ba'aretzichem for? The Marsha meant Ba'aretzichem. What do you mean Ba'aretzichem? So Rabbi Yehuda's Mechalek, in Eretz Yisrael have to bring a Raya, Chutz La'aretz you have to bring a Raya. Chum saying, no, you always have to bring a Raya. And then the Gemara says, "Vayter, ba'aretz ein li ela ba'aretz, b'chutz la'aretz minayin, tam la'aritcha b'chol makom she'itcha, v'apikteh." What's that? You already use that phrase with you to teach that he needs to bring proof. So how do you also use it wherever you are? So the Gemara's teretz is that wherever you are, you can convert. Gemara's answer is one from itcha and one from imach. As his Rashi has it, from itcha you learn that he has to bring proof, and from imach, it means from wherever he is, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, you accept Gerim, from V'chayachicha Imach, that you accept converts wherever he is with you. But the problem is, according to the Chum, says the Gemara, the Chum say he has to bring a Raya everywhere. What about Ba'artzichem? Ba'artzichem, Rabbi Yehuda learned that he only has to bring a Raya in Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis hold he has to bring a raya everywhere. So what do they do with Ba'aretzichem? So the Gemara's teretz is that it's a chiddush that you're makabel gerim even Ba'aretzichem. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you're makabel gerim. You might think he's being misgayer because it's mamish kishmak in Eretz Yisrael. It's a land filled with milk and honey. You get leket shicha peya maiserani. You get all these great benefits. So kamash milan, even Eretz Yisrael, you can convert. That's the chiddush. And then with Gemara paskins, that the halacha is both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. You have to bring a raya, like the Chachamim. I frak the Gemara Pashi, Paskin, like the Chacham Yach, Ram, Lacha, Karabim. So answer the Gemara, now you might think Rabbi Yehuda is mistabir time because he is a Pasuk on his side. Wasn't he a Pasuk on his side? So Rashi explains, everything works out according to Rabbi Yehuda. From Itcha, that he has to bring proof. From Imach, you learn that we accept converts even outside the land of Israel. And from Ba'artzichem, meaning we accept converts everywhere, even outside the land of Israel. And from Ba'artzichem, that in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a raya. Now, according to the Chachamim, it doesn't work out so great. Why doesn't it work out so great? Because itcha, the convert has to bring a proof. About the imach, wherever he is with you, everywhere. So, lemaisa, what do you need the Ba'atzichem for? We already covered that. We already covered Ba'atzichem. What's a chiddush? That even though in Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to accept in Eretz Yisrael because he's only converting because of all the benefits. Yeah, but we already covered that with Imach. Imach means wherever he is with you. So we don't need the Ba'aretzichem. So come to us, the rabbis, the Ba'aretzichem does work out so well. So that's the Chiddush. That still, even Ba'aretzichem, that Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, we still passing like the rabbis. That Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, you have to bring a Raya. And we don't accept that Ba'artzichem is telling you that in Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael you have to bring a raya, not in Chutz La'aretz. No. The rabbis tell you have to bring a raya everywhere, but the psukim don't work out so well, because what do the rabbis do with the etz of Ba'artzichem? It's not that only in Eretz Yisrael you need to bring a raya, because they don't hold to that. They hold everywhere you have to bring a raya. And not that we can accept converts in Eretz Yisrael, that's not so gushmach, because we already have that from Imach. So even though the psukim aren't mashma like the rabbis, the Rabbi Huda works out better with the psukim, we still paskin like the rabbana. Okay. Well, so of course, we have a kasha and the rabbana. What do you need a baratzichem for? What are they going to answer? So Taka in the Sefer Yashri Shiankiv, very choshev the Sefer in Yevamos. He asked that kasha. And er bleib mit tzorachim. He remains with the kasha. So based on what we said, we can explain mamish gevaldik, mamish gevaldik. And that is that in Agos HaGro, he's not thrilled with Rashi. He doesn't say the gear says is imach. B'chayachicha imach. Where does imach? It's coming out of left field. It's a pasuk in Leviticus 25:35. Ma kavana sham. It's not the... It's a lo kashur b'chla le kabbalah's gerim. Also there it's talking about a ger toishev. It's not even talking about, it's talking about a ger tzedek. Makashu po imach. And the Torah's Kohanim, they don't have from imach. Rav the Gros says it's from itchem. That's the Torah's Kohanim. It's from itchem, not from imach. In other words, Pasuk Lama Dalit. In other words, in Pasuk. Lama Dalit. In Pasuk Lama Dalit it says, Kezuch mikem yelechem agergar itchem. So it's from there that Yitzchem teaches you everywhere. Wherever he's with you, you accept Gerim. So that's the Gra. The Gra had a difficulty with Rashi. And again, the difficulty is we possibly explain that there it says V'chaya Imach. Well, what does that have to do with Kabbalah's Gerim Chutz La'aretz? And the Pasuk on Medigir Toshav, like we see in Pesachim Chof Aleph and Bezi Vamas and Bab Mitziayin Aleph and Aleph. So now, according to the gears of the Gro, we'd like to be mitaritz how the rabbi, what the rabbis are going to do with the psukim, kivaldi. As follows, that the yisod of the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda doesn't subscribe to everything we learned before. We learned in the earlier shiurim that the pasuk is telling you, it's telling you the nature of the onah. Pashup shot in the pasuk is telling the nature of the onah that he has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and he's part of your family, and you're telling him, no, you have no chelik in Torah. That's pashup shot in the pasuk. No, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn like that. Yehuda learns the whole pasuk is for a drasha. Low pasuk is for a drasha, and therefore itcha is muchzak lecha, ba'artzichem is only nimuchzak ba'artzichem, and itchem is also miyutar, and therefore wherever he is with you, it's all good. But according to the rabbis, the pasuk aren't coming for drashas. The pasuk is coming to the pshat nona, that he's in Eretz Yisrael. You're acknowledging he's a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and he's with you, but right as we explain the pasukim. In the earlier shir, that it's saying, he's with you, he's your family, he's in your land, he's a chelik in the land. Lo sanu, so don't say, ah, you don't have a chelik in Torah. That's what the rabbis are learning. The only thing is, no nafkamina. Because even if you say that there's no chelik in, even if you do any other type of onah, it's also onah. No nafkamina lemaisa. Because the Torah is telling one type of onah, but all onah is aser. Since there's no nafkamina lemaisa, simimela, that gives us room to make drashas. So the Gemara makes drashas. So all the drashas are good drashas. The drasha of Chiyagur Itcha is a good drasha. He has to be muchzak, he has to bring a raya. That's a good drasha. Ba'artzichem is a good drasha. Vidur Neretz Yisrael, or Makabel Gerim. It's all good. The only thing is, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, when we have Itchem, Itchem can't be used for a drasha. Why not? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Itchem is for a drasha. Not according to the rabbis. Why not? Because in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, they're telling us how to avoid onah, as we explained in a previous shir. It's telling us how to avoid onah. That's the pshat in Lamed Gimel is the onah. And the onah is that he has no chelik in Torah. And then Pasuk Lamed Dalet is telling us, no, you have to know that he's a full-fledged Jew. And therefore, as we explain the Pasuk, right, in the earlier shir, Kezrach Mikem, he's like a citizen, he's part of you, he's equal to you. And V'hafta Lo Kamocha, so view him as an equal citizen, love him like yourself, and you are Gerim in Mitzrayim, Mum Shebuchal Tome L'chavrucha, Ani Hashem Lokecham, I'm all of your God. So as Pasuk Lamed Dalet is telling us how to avoid the Onan Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And therefore, it's not open for drashas. Lamed Gimel is open for Jerashas because no nafkamina lemaisa. So maybe we darshan Lamed Gimel. Lamed Dal, we can't darshan, according to the Rabbanan. Because he's telling us how to avoid onah. If it's not open for Jerashas. So it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that the whole needle is not, we're not talking about Sukkah onah. So maybe the whole thing is open to Jerashas because we're not talking about what type of onah is being done. So the whole thing is darshanable, but according to the rabbis, it's not all darshanable. Pasuk Lam only Lam Gimel is darshanable because don't have to meet the Lamaisa that the Onah is regarding Talmud Torah. But Lam Dalet is not darshanable because in Lam Dalet we're telling us how to avoid the Onah. This is a big nafkamine. After how to avoid the Onah. So in the Mela, the Ichem, you can't darshan. And since you can't darshan Ichem, which means that we accept converts everywhere, in the middle, we need a special pasuk to tell you that you're Makabel Geir in Eretz Yisrael. Uba'al kolchem, uba'al yulikala d'baratzachem, but the only thing is Makabel Geir in Eretz Yisrael, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to this, the rabbis will still get involved with the pasukim. They really need the baratzachem. Because they don't have the Yitchem. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the baratzachem. To tell you that we're Makabel Geir in Eretz Yisrael, because he has Yitchem. The rabbis don't have Yitchem. They need Baratz and have to tell you they didn't have Yitzchem and Kabbal Geir. And now Rashi works out the Gemalik. Rashi says that the Pasuk is talking about Anunah and Lima Torah of Geir. Torah Skohanim says not talking about Lima Torah, saying yesterday you were over the reserve today in Chetak and Ferech Hatzma Yashin. So we asked in earlier Shia Rashi doesn't go to Torah Skohanim. So Pashas said Pashas is that Rashi is telling us Pashas Shalom Mikra. And remember, the rabbi Shimon wore Pshut Hashem Mikra. Pshut Hashem Mikra is talking about Talmud Torah, as we explained in the earlier shir. That's Pshut Hashem Mikra. They were saying, "Hey, you're chelik in Eretz Yisrael. You're part of the family. You're chelik in Torah. What are you doing Torah for?" That's why Rashi went with that, and the Torah Kwan didn't because it's Sifras Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore they have a different drush. Now, learning Keshutta like a Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn Keshutta like a rabbi doesn't. The middle, they don't say that it's talking about Talmud Torah. So, Advarim Hayim Niflaim B'Yoser. And there's so much more to say about the Sugya. But the Siyat HaDishmaya, we five shiurim, which closes this series, and it's Hashem. Hopefully we'll read this in the future. And if anybody didn't understand anything, this is too shmack to miss. So you can feel free to contact me, and hopefully I'll try to explain better. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, shalom.